Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where the news is fresh, the facts are solid, and the sarcasm, it's always complimentary. Today, we've got a mix of serious updates, community happenings, and a sprinkle of winter adventure. Because who doesn't love a little variety? We'll cover important public safety news, local sports, victories, of course, upcoming events, and a ski report that might just make you call in powder sick in the coming days. Plus, there's a brand new way to challenge your mind while celebrating the Sierra. Yes, reading is still a thing. So grab your coffee, your sense of humor, and maybe a warm jacket, because this newscast is rolling in like a weekend storm over Mammoth. Let's go get it. In a joint press release dated January 30th, 2025, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and the Bishop Police Department reaffirmed their dedication to the safety and well-being of all Inyo County residents. They emphasized their commitment to protecting and serving everyone, regardless of background or immigration status, aiming to build trust within the community. The agencies clarified that their focus remains on local public safety, not immigration enforcement and compliance with California law, including the California Values Act, Senate Bill 54. Deputies and officers do not inquire about individuals' immigration status, nor detain individuals solely based on immigration violations, while maintaining essential collaborations with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners to address serious threats like violent crime, drug trafficking, and human trafficking, their primary focus remains the safety and trust of our community. They encourage all residents to feel safe engaging with local law enforcement, whether reporting a crime, seeking assistance, or participating in community programs. The agencies remain steadfast in their mission to protect and serve all members of the community with fairness, professionalism, and integrity. Thank you, Sheriff's Department and Bishop PD. On January 29th at 7:45 a.m., the Mono County Sheriff's Office dispatch received a call about a house in Benton filled with smoke and an unresponsive individual inside. Upon arrival, the White Mountain Fire Department and MCSO determined that the fire had self-extinguished during the night and the individual was deceased. Due to the suspicious nature of the incident, a crime scene was established and state fire marshal arson investigators from Riverside were called in. Further investigations are underway, including a forensic autopsy, to gather more information and clarify the circumstances surrounding the case. The deceased has been identified as 71-year-old Ronald Stanley Keller of Benton, California. Authorities extend their condolences to Mr. Keller's family and friends. Additional details will be released as they become available, provided the investigation is not compromised. Got something important to share? A big event, a groundbreaking announcement, or you just want the world, or at least the Eastern Sierra, to see your moment in real time? Well, we've got you covered. With Eastern Sierra Now's live streaming service, your message reaches a wider audience. Live, loud, and crystal clear. Starting with a set fee for the first hour, we bring the cameras, the know-how, and the digital stage so you can focus on what really matters, whether it's a business launch, community event, sports game, or even a llama parade. We don't judge. We'll make sure it's broadcasted like a pro. Book your live stream now. Contact us today, and let's get you on the air. Speaking of air, love is in the air. And Sierra Forever is inviting you to show some affection for our irreplaceable public lands in the Sierra Nevada and Great Basin this February. They're offering a variety of live and virtual events, volunteering opportunities, and educational programs throughout the month. But the highlight this year, the Sierra Forever Reading Challenge 2025. Ready to become an expert on the Sierra Nevada and Great Basin? Well, this challenge invites participants to explore the region's rich history, ecology, and adventure stories through 12 unique reading prompts. Read at your own pace, complete one, some, or all. If you finish all 12, you'll earn a commemorative sticker and a 10% off coupon for Sierra Forever bookstores, online or in person. You want to make it a social event? Join the Sierra Forever Book Club, where each month readers will tackle a book tied to one of the challenging prompts. Meetings are virtual, so you can join from anywhere. For more details and the full book list, visit sierraforever.org/reading-challenge. Stay tuned for their March newsletter, where they'll share insights and lessons from the convention. Until then, grab a book, mark your calendars, and let's celebrate our public lands. Feeling run down, dehydrated, just need a boost to conquer the mountains? But whether you're recovering from an epic ski day, adjusting to the altitude, or simply looking to optimize your health, Peak IV has you covered. With hydration therapy, bounce back faster with IV hydration tailored to your body's needs. Performance and recovery, from weekend warriors to pro athletes, we help you recover like a champ. Or wellness and immunity, which I recommend. I've done it multiple times and it just makes you feel awesome. You fortify your body with vitamins, nutrients, and cutting-edge regenerative treatments. Located right in Mammoth Lakes, Peak IV is your go-to for recovery, performance, and total wellness. So you can play harder, feel better, and live at your peak. Book your session today. Visit Peak IV's website or call now to schedule. Let's see what events we have lined up for you this weekend. C5 Art Studios is hosting a Lunar New Year T&G event tomorrow starting at 10:30 a.m. Visit the C5 Art Studio website for more information. Also, tomorrow, C5 Art Studios is offering a macrame feathers class starting at 1:30 p.m. Again, visit their website for more information on costs and the event itself. Scotty's Castle in Death Valley will also be resuming their flood recovery tours this weekend. For those interested, be sure to register in advance. Tours take place at 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. with tickets starting at $35. Be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for more information on all of the upcoming events in the Eastern Sierra. All right, snow lovers, here's your Eastern Sierra Now ski report, where we carve through the details faster than a local ripping down cornice bowl. Current conditions, Mammoth is serving up 46 inches of machine-groomed pack powder at the base, with a season total of 114 inches. A solid foundation for your powder-hungry pursuits, if you like options, and who doesn't. You've got 158 trails and 23 chairs spinning to keep the good times rolling. What's the weather doing? Well, today we're looking at a cloudy skies with a side of wind. Well, think hold on to your goggles kind of gusts. But the real excitement is brewing for the weekend, as storms are expected to roll in, fresh snow. Well, we like the sound of that. Where to ski? I mean, if you're into perfectly groomed corduroy, head over to St. Anton for some buttery turns. Just remember, ski the terrain that matches your skills. No one wants to be that guy getting a free ride down via ski patrol. Bonus event alert, tomorrow take a break from lapping the mountain and check out the open house celebration at the all-new Day Lodge at Woolies Adventure Summit. Good vibes, good views, and maybe even some snacks. What's not to love? I mean, that's your ski report. Now, get out there and make some turns and pray for snow. And hey, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising and sponsoring the Eastern Sierra Now Ski Report, give us a call. Advertise@easternsierranow.com. Now, sports report proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the food is hot, the drinks are cold, and the strikes come easy. Starting with the BUHS boys soccer, still unbeaten, still on top, the Bishop Broncos boys soccer team hit the road and battled their way to a 3-2 win over Rosamond, keeping their perfect High Desert League record intact. Charlie Treffery had a night to remember, notching one goal and two assists, while Iker Gonzalez and Hector Ramirez each scored to help seal the victory, with another W in the books. The Broncos remain league leaders and will be back in action at home against Desert. Looking over to Bishop girls soccer, the Lady Broncos took care of business in Rosamond, shutting out the Roadrunners 3-0 to remain undefeated in league play. Elisa Buchholz opened the scoring, and Brooke Taylor added two more in the second half. Scarlett Buchholz stood tall in goal, earning Player of the Game honors as the Broncos' defense locked things down with a 10-0 league record, 14-1 overall. The Lady Broncos are closing in on a perfect season. They'll finish at home next week against Desert on Tuesday and Cal City on Thursday. So come cheer them on. That's your Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. Because whether you're scoring goals or strikes, hey, we've got the best game in town, all right? Speaking of, today, the 31st, is the last day to vote for best burger in town, and Back Alley is in the running for that. So head over to easternsierranow.com, click on one of the mini hamburgers you'll see on there, and get your vote in before it's too late. We want to see. It'll be tonight at midnight. We'll be announcing the winner over the weekend on social media and on Monday's news. What's the weather looking like today in Bishop? Overcast skies, high of 59, low of 35. It's a bit cooler today, so maybe swap the iced latte for the hot cocoa, or have both if you're like me. February 1st, cloudy and warmer, with a couple of light afternoon showers possible. Highs 64, lows around 38. Good day to keep an umbrella handy, just in case. And tomorrow, periods of sun with increasing winds. Temperatures could flirt the high of 70. I flirted with a couple of high of 70s. And a low of 37. Hold on to your hats, folks. That's going to be fun times this weekend. Mammoth, we got mostly cloudy and cooler. Expect a couple of brief showers late this morning, becoming breezy this afternoon with a few flurries. Highs around 44, lows at 33. It's a mixed bag. Pack some layers. February 1st, very windy with rain throughout the day. High of 41, low of 38. Perfect day to cozy up indoors with a good book, if you ask me. And it looks like February 2nd, winds gusting up to 40. Intervals of cloud and sun. Winds may be locally damaging. Highs near 48, lows dropping to 32. So secure any loose items outside. That's a wrap for today's Eastern Sierra Now. Whether you're hitting the slopes, cheering on the Broncos, or just trying to stay warm while scrolling social media, we've got you covered. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of the above. Stay connected with all things Eastern Sierra on Eastern Sierra Now. Because let's face it, who else is going to keep you informed and entertained at the same time? So until next time, stay safe, stay warm, and stay tuned, ESN. Your news, your community, your way. Said by me.